Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. Are you currently caught in a web of uncertainty, wondering if your dismissive avoidant ex is trying to get back together and if they're really interested in rekindling something? Well, if you're experiencing this roller coaster of emotions, of ups and downs and uncertainty and craving answers, I'm hoping that in this video, I can help take you through three really important signs that a DAX is looking to get back together, even though those things may be sort of bubbling beneath the surface and they may be so stoic you're not recognizing. And I can tell you pretty clearly that after about 10 plus years in client practice, and then another quite a few years working in the online space with the Personal Development School, these three signs are very congruent. These are usually the major three things that you will see when a dismissive avoidant is really interested in rekindling something. Here is sign number one. They reach out indirectly, but somewhat consistently. Okay. Now, I want to really manage expectations with this one. Somewhat consistently means to a dismissive avoidant something different than it means to an anxious preoccupied. Something consistent for an anxious preoccupied would probably be a daily communication, right? It would be like talking daily or almost daily. Fearful avoidant, you know, having many frequent conversations throughout the week. Consistency for a dismissive avoidant after a breakup is like speaking once a week, but that once, maybe twice a week is consistent week to week. Okay. So you'll see this indirect communication. They will not say, I miss you. I want to get back together. Are you dating somebody? They're not going to go right into vulnerability because it's not how they are. And it definitely is not what makes them feel good or safe. What they will do is they'll communicate indirectly. They'll send a meme, they'll chit chat, they'll share something indirectly. But if there is an element of consistency week over week around it, it's a big sign that a dismissive avoidant is trying to rekindle something, but they're caught between this inner push-pull between wanting to rekindle and move something forward versus being afraid of being vulnerable and of opening up again and afraid of being hurt, just like anybody else. And so they'll be having this consistency that's there. They're always going to be kind of around through the week from time to time, but there will be a lot of indirectness about it. Okay. So indirectness with a little bit of consistency. Number two, this will progress into trying to spend actual time together. This is one of the biggest differentiators that makes it loud and clear that a DA is still interested in something romantic. And it's a big differentiator from just wanting, you know, attention or connection. Sometimes we can see dismissive avoidance after a breakup, just want to kind of connect without investing in anything. If a dismissive avoidant shows up to plan something, to spend time with you, to say, hey, let's hang out, let's do something together, this is a big indicator that they're really not just in a space where they're missing you or thinking of you, but they're actually wanting connection or attention.
Are you ready to transform your relationships and find lasting love? Unlock access to our empowering courses and simple to implement tools that are giving our members the breakthroughs that they've been looking for. Better yet, get 60% off your first month, and you can do it all right from the comfort of your own home. Start building the best relationships of your life now. This offer ends soon, so click the link in the description.
Now, before I get to the third part, I just want to say something here, which is that if you're in a position with a DA where you're like, you know, trying to get back together with them, we can't just go back to square one. You don't want to just go back, do things the same way from the get-go all over again, expecting a different result. Like if you're in a position where you're thinking of getting back together with somebody, irrespective of their attachment style, you want to get clear and have a dialogue ahead of time to say, hey, you know, how can we make sure we don't repeat the same patterns? If we were arguing about the same things, what can we do differently? Or were there things we weren't understanding about each other's needs and how can we hash those out? And the more that you can be clear about those things in a healthy way, the easier it will become and the more productive the relationship is likely to be. So this is really important to pay attention to. And I want you to take some time before I give you this third point, because it'll go hand in hand, to really consider, if I am trying to get back together with this person, what were my feelings? What were my needs? How can I set boundaries better or communicate my needs better with this person in the future? And that can be a conversation you ask for from them as well. Now, this third point is the biggest indicator of all that a dismissive avoidant wants to still be together. And it is that they actually try to behave differently. So when you do have this conversation, you do say, you know what, when we were dating, I really needed more ABC. Okay. ABC could be support. It could be more quality time together. It could be more consistency with our communication. Because dismissive avoidants communicate more with their behaviors than with their words, and this is a huge feature of dismissive avoidant attachment style, you will see that they show up and try to behave differently. They actually try to be more consistent with their communication, or they try to give you more support for whatever that looks like for you, or spend more quality time, and you'll see their behavior shift. It doesn't mean they'll be perfect, but you will see a clear shift in their behaviors to try to do those things that will indicate that they are truly interested in moving the needle. And that's when it's a great time to have a conversation about how can we heal? How can we, move through this and improve the quality of the relationship overall?